This is episode 47, The Deepening in the Dark. Do you feel like you're sinking in disappointment and emotional pain? Do you want God's peace even in the midst of storms? Do you long to be a woman who walks in obedience and lives a life that is set apart? And lastly, are you ready to live a life that unapologetically reflects authentic holiness? Welcome to the She's Marked podcast. I'm your host, Hannah, a writer, speaker, and certified biblical counselor. I've gained wisdom and learned some pretty hard lessons through suffering and how it can be a powerful vehicle for transformation. We face a constant temptation to throw in the towel and cave to the turbulence and the pressures of suffering and pain. My heart is to help you shift your eyes from the crash and onto the cross and to recalibrate in your faith and holiness. Join me as we press toward unpacking the heavy luggage of our heart in pursuit of a life that is built on the practical foundation of God's truth. To be marked means to be set apart, distinguished, unmistakable, and evident. The marked woman may be struck down, but she is not destroyed. She rises and recognizes that there is purpose in pain, and that she is a vessel poured out for God's use and perfected in His purpose. This woman is picking up her cross, knowing that the cost may involve suffering, but hidden within the tapestry of her suffering are woven threads of intimacy, trust, preparation, and maturity. You're listening to the She's Marked podcast. Healing happens here. Surely, nothing good can come from the dark, right? We cringe at the valleys and sink our heels down when the wilderness is in sight. It is in the dark that we begin identifying as a failure, a loss, and forsaken. It's easy to imagine and expect a sort of preventative journey in our faith, one where we're sheltered from every trial and we experience virtually no obstacles or afflictions or suffering. I do believe and have seen God keep, shelter, and preserve His people from many things. After all, one of His very names is Jehovah Mephalti, which means the Lord, my deliverer. And if you stop and think about that point, in order to be a deliverer, you have to deliver someone from something, a trial, a tribulation, a hard spot. The theme of deliverance is central in the Bible, God's word. He delivered the Israelites from Egypt, the three Hebrew boys in a fiery furnace, Joshua in the battle of Jericho. He delivered His people from the Philistines, the Midianites in Babylonian captivity. And then we see Christ as the ultimate deliverer in the New Testament, coming, dying, and resurrecting in order to take the penalty for our sin and restore us should we confess, repent, and believe on His name for our sin. I believe that God's heart is to deliver His people, to save them, to keep them from things. However, there are cups that we are given at some point or another, and they are indeed bitter. So what do we do when we're given the cup of suffering? What happens when we get here? Are we good for nothing? Is all wasted? Has God deafened His ears to us? What happens in the dark matters too. How we view God, how we're being stretched, how we're being strengthened, how our roots are growing and deepening, and how our faith is taking shape and being refined and legitimized. Ah, the deepening in the dark. When a seed goes into the earth, there it dies, but before long, its roots start to take form and they begin going deep. Now, none of this is visible on the surface, but it is happening. A living soul is conceived and begins to multiply and take shape deep within its mother's womb. None of this is visible on the outside for a time, but life and growth are happening. One major thing to note here is that for both seeds, they must stay connected in order to one day emerge. If either of those seeds are uprooted from their life supply, they will surely die. Romans 5:3-5 says, "And not only this, but with joy let us exult in our sufferings and rejoice in our hardships, knowing that hardship, distress, pressure, trouble produces patient endurance, and endurance, proven character, spiritual maturity, and proven character, hope and confident assurance of eternal salvation." Such hope in God's promises never disappoints us because God's love has been abundantly poured out within our hearts through the Holy Spirit who was given to us. And that's taken from the Amplified Version. Now, look in your rearview mirror, my dear sister, and ponder all the affliction that might have come with 2024. Ponder those private moments of what felt like defeat, the private tears that only the Lord saw. Each of those afflictions produced endurance. Endurance is in progress. Proven character is underway. Hope and confident assurance of eternal salvation is on the horizon. You are being affirmed and validated in your position as a kingdom citizen. So never look down and frown upon your seasons in darkness. The Lord promises us that He will never leave us or forsake us. And you might not have emerged yet. You may still be deep down in the dark, but if you stay connected to the life giver, He will give you life and growth and abundance. And when you emerge, you will emerge multiplied. Until next time. Dear listener, your support means everything. And without your listenership, there would be no show. Thank you for tuning in and be sure to leave a review. I'd love to know the impact of the show in your personal life, and I'd love to increase the chances of other women discovering and being transformed through this podcast. In the meantime, let's stay connected. Visit www.shesmark.com for more episodes, services, collaboration info, to shop the Marked store, or to make donations. In closing, 2 Corinthians 6:17 says, "Therefore, come out from their midst and be separate, says the Lord, and do not touch what is unclean, and I will welcome you." The woman marked by God bears His seal, belongs to Him, and is protected by Him. She is a partaker in the divine nature of Christ, and therefore she is free.